Bradford Today received the following letter from reader Randy Huskisson on the COVID-19 vaccine and government mandates needing to be scaled back. I am fully vaccinated, for now, with 2 shots of Moderna and did so of my own accord. I got vaccinated because, like most of the world, I hoped it would be the end of COVID. In the last couple of months I have seen the side effects firsthand. A friend who had heart muscle issues days following the shot, their doctor said to them, "You know this is one of the side effects of the vaccine, now they must go through rigorous tests to determine the problem and figure out what can be done." A friend's 84-year-old mother woke up bleeding between her legs, thought she was bleeding internally, only to discover that she had a period 20-plus years after going through menopause. A family member and her daughter who have had their periods significantly altered. Another friend had a terrible reaction to the first shot. Another family member is allergic to ethylenes, which is in all these vaccines. Once you have witnessed one of these side effects personally or to a family or friend, the side effects become real and are no longer just a statistic. In fact, you can throw your statistics out the window. People see the anti-vax morons protesting around hospitals as being the only non-vaccinated, but they are just anti-government and have nothing to do with why real people do not want to get fully vaccinated. There are also the frontline workers who have been doing healthcare for years and have seen horrendous side effects regarding medication and vaccines. Once again, they see the side effects firsthand, so they know the side effects are not just statistics, they are real. Do we really want to lose more than 15% of our frontline workers, nurses and PSWs, when they are already working severely short? On Friday, September 17, 2021, it was reported that 213 fully vaccinated people became a COVID case. On Thursday, September 16, 2021, it was reported that 209 fully vaccinated people became a COVID case. On Wednesday, September 15, 2021, it was reported that 146 fully vaccinated people became a COVID case. On Tuesday, September 14, 2021, it was reported that 125 fully vaccinated people became a COVID case. Any one of these vaccinated people could have walked into a nursing home and put it into lockdown. All these people have family and friends who probably will not get the next dose, first, second or booster, because the vaccine simply is not working as expected. As you can see, there are very valid reasons for not being fully vaccinated, and the government needs to take a step back to re-evaluate and remove the mandates. To take away someone's right to earn a living because they are not vaccinated with this vaccine that has serious side effects and is not proving to be as effective as people wanted it to be is morally wrong. To not allow people into a business because they are not vaccinated with this vaccine that has serious side effects and is not proving to be as effective as people wanted it to be is morally wrong. I support the vaccinated and non-vaccinated. I support the right to choose. Be kind, people, just be kind and compassionate and love one another, because the biggest pandemic right now is division and hatred. Don't let the world taint you. Until we find a cure for COVID or it goes away on its own like SARS did, we all need to remain diligent by keeping a safe distance from strangers or people we don't trust to be doing the right thing. Wear a mask when physical distancing is not an option, and sanitize your hands after using a public item like grocery carts, gas pumps, money machines and elevator buttons. Stay safe. Randy Huskisson, Bradford.